Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 1, The Calling.
Previously on The Cleansed.
This pact is among the three of us, no matter what happens to the others.
We're together. We are a family, even if all the rest of this falls apart.
I think I know where we're going, and... I don't know if I can go through with it.
You saw the future?
Maybe. Or maybe some kind of future.
What happened?
Die, you bastards!
Maria, in here! Come on!
You killed my mother!
The hospital.
What?
The hospital. There's a landing pad on the hospital.
So let's go. We'll stop them ourselves.
I saw a vision.
A vision? John? Now you're starting to sound like Paul.
The helicopter's wheeling around again.
Hey, Maria! We had too short a time.
John!
He's running!
Get off the roof!
Makes you wonder.
Yeah?
What I'm seeing in my dreams? I hope they don't come true.
And now, The Calling. 15 years ago, at the DARPA Experimental Process Operations Terminal, a.k.a. the Depot, the scientist Abraham nears a breakthrough.
Yes, I think that's it. Let me try. Ow! Oh, damn.
Abraham!
Let's try this. Here we go. Oh! Too fast. Hold on. What if... Yes, just a little more current to the magnet, and...
Abraham!
One more time, this is it.
Abraham!
Please! I'm in the middle of something.
Abraham, the alarm's sounding. Operation Omega.
I am close, so close.
We've got 5 helicopters on the roof. They're airlifting out to some aircraft carrier just off Boston, the USS Citadel.
Please, just five minutes.
I'm sorry, you're not able to finish your work. Abraham, I know.
Quiet! Yes, if we avoid rushing to peak load... Oh, yes.
Abraham? Is that?
It's a... Yes! Yes, it's reaching critical mass. Now, if we can just connect it to the amp meter over here... Oh, yes, look at that. Base load of 1 megawatt at 0.5% charge.
It's beautiful.
Now, to see what you can do. Is... What? I'm sorry, Sarah, for what happened.
No. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. Abraham! Abraham, make it stop!
Present day, Bordeton.
Luke!
Come on, man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I spaced out for a sec.
Yeah, well, your space out's gonna get us killed.
I was thinking about... Never mind.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, there were some guys fighting. 2 guys and a smaller guy. They beat him to the ground, they kicked him a bunch. They split when you fired at him, but I don't think you hit either of them.
The guy on the ground dead?
He's not moving.
Well, time to investigate.
Oh, jeez, I can't believe we're doing this.
If he's alive, we'll let him keep his stuff. No sense letting those two goons get it.
Yeah,
right?
It's just that...
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, then. Up and over.
Mark.
Mark, this fence is too damn high.
Come on, I've seen you scale higher.
Yeah, you're right.
Luke! Luke, come on, man!
It's just...
Turn it off! Turn it off!
I can't! I won't!
I didn't do it! It was the soldiers! Abraham!
Yeah, I'm coming.
Look alive, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. It's just the dreams or visions, whatever they are. They're hitting me in the middle of the day now. It's so real.
I thought that you were over that. I thought that whatever that thing was that you figured out with the wolves was just some sort of premonition about what would happen to Sam.
Yeah, it was. And now there's a new one. This place, look, listen. This place deep in the earth. And there's scientists there. Abraham.
You're dreaming about Abraham?
Yeah. He's working on some sort of machine that comes alive. And when it comes alive, it talks back to him.
A machine? Like a robot?
No. It's like an orb. That's the best way I can describe it. Like a glowing ball of energy. Once it gets powered up, it takes on a life of its own.
Sounds pretty far out there. What would I do with that sort of energy? I wouldn't be scouring the streets of this horrible city, that's what.
It talks to Abraham, in the voice of this woman. And to this other guy too, another scientist, I think. But instead of a woman, it's a band of screaming kids.
I get it, Luke.
You don't, Mark. Sometimes... it talks to me. No!
What does it say?
Nothing. I'll shake it. I'm with you, Mark.
Are you?
Let me post watch over that dumpster. I can keep an eye on you while you pat down that stiff.
All right.
It clear?
Yeah, you're clear.
All right.
How's he look?
I need to get him out of the open.
Don't worry, Mark. I'm covering you. Wait, no. Hold on. Wait. Oh, Mark, look out from behind.
Give me a hand, Luke. He's too heavy.
Okay.
Grab his legs.
Dude. Oh, my God. He weighs a ton.
He's got all kinds of weapons on him. I want a closer look.
Look at these beauties.
Pistols?
Pistols.
We've been missing sidearms. You don't always want a rifle. Here, look, for the brothers.
Thanks.
Guess he was a dealer. Small time, but still. The rogues are getting audacious.
We can't eat guns, Mark.
It's amazing what things have come to here, isn't it?
It's amazing what we've come to, don't you think?
We're doing what we need to do, Luke. Welcome to the jungle.
Two knives. Map.
That could be useful.
You're saying we're gonna leave this horrible city?
Of course, that's the plan, right?
It's getting under my skin, you know, being here.
Got under this guy's skin too.
Hurry up, Mark, open his pack.
He's got stuff stashed in his pants. You wanna leave these boots behind?
Hurry.
Fine. Got. All right, payload.
Yeah?
Canteen of water. And you are not gonna believe this. Cans of food.
Cans, really?
Yeah. No wonder they took this guy down. He's worth a fortune.
I didn't even know that canned food was around anymore.
Fetches a hell of a price. I bet he came here thinking he'd make an honest trade. Didn't realize the place had turned into hell on earth. We better go!
What's that? What's that, Maria? We heard gunshots and shouts.
I'm gonna try and cover you. There's so many, and they're coming around. Mark, Luke, there's a lot of them.
Maria!
Wait for me!
Maria! Maria!
God damn it! She's supposed to be the safe one. She's up on the roof. Mark, what the hell do we do? We gotta save Maria.
Relax, Luke. Let's get ourselves out of here first. Then we can...
She's my sister. She's the only family I've got.
We'll take care of her, but not if we get killed ourselves now. Let's go.
There are a couple guys came into our neighborhood. I don't know where you saw them.
They're headed for the downer.
Hey, I think they're still there.
Oh.
Hey, back off!
Why did they get guns like that?
I thought you said this place was clear.
It is. Well, it was a minute ago.
This is a dead-end alley. We're going to have to make a run for it.
Where? They're blocking the fence.
But that means they can't get in here without scaling
it. But that means we can't get out.
We'll find another way. How about the rooftop?
Hey! Oh.
They've only got pistols, Luke. Keep cool. We've got rifles. Now let's go.
Where?
Up this dumpster. Let's take the ladder.
That sketchy thing.
Up, Luke!
This thing hasn't been used in years!
Up!
Let's go for the dumpster. Let's get some more of our boys, okay?
All right, we're out.
Alright, yeah. All right.
Shh, okay. Okay, we have a minute. We're probably going for the down guy anyways. Now, where's Maria?
She, that way. Top of the hotel.
All right, then.
All right, what? We're on top of a goddamn building, Mark.
Strap your rifle to your shoulder and jump.
Wait, what? Jump across
Mark! See? Luke? Nothing to it.
Yeah, right. Nothing to it.
I'm coming, you maniac!
Only a few more buildings.
Oh, yeah, great. Fine.
Okay, together.
Yes.
One. One, two, three.
Okay. Give me your hand.
Got it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Oh, God. Up there. You think you can grab that?
I can grab it.
All right. Give me a boost.
Here we go.
In the weeks since the Battle of Borderton, the city has descended into bloody chaos. Traders no longer bring illicit stock through town, and boats refuse to dock in the wasted bay. Maria, Mark, and Luke are about to confront what life in this broken city has done to them.
Maria, you're alive! Maria, what's going on?
I don't know if I can talk about it.
We heard the trouble on the walkie-talkie, Maria. What happened?
I threw them off the roof.
Through?
God, oh my...
I'm
so sorry, Maria.
This time, they weren't the same thugs we've been seeing. They were kids. Like us.
They attacked.
They had guns from somewhere. I shot two of them dead before I thought it through. There was a girl with them. Maybe 10 years old. Maybe. I leveled the rifle to fire at her. And then froze. But it was enough to spook her. And she ran away from me. And right off the roof. I heard her scream the whole way down.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing here?
We found some food.
I don't care about food. We had food back in the refuge. We didn't have to kill anyone to get it.
The refuge is a long way away.
I know, Luke.
Sorry.
We can talk about what we do next. I didn't want this either. This city is too dangerous.
It was too dangerous to leave home. It was too dangerous to ride a goddamn river. It was too dangerous to come here in the first place. But we still did it. So what's more dangerous? Trying to leave or staying?
I didn't say that.
The longer we stay here, the more we become like them.
That's not true.
Yeah, well, kinda. Luke, we shot at people who came at us when we were raiding a dead body. Now, who's the bad guys? Us or them?
We only fire when threatened. Those people were trying to kill us.
And they think that we were trying to kill them. So what about the people who attacked Maria? Maybe they were just hungry. Everyone's hungry. And there isn't any food here. This isn't like before. These aren't bad people.
No, they aren't bad people. But people, when desperate, turn bad.
Enough, Mark. Okay, enough with the moral lessons about the nature of mankind.
We are not doing anything that we don't have to do. You can't be judged by what you have to do to survive.
Just like Tully, right? Yeah, he was just doing what he had to do to survive.
That was different. Tully tried to feed Maria to his pigs.
I'm leaving. You two can come and follow me, or stay here and live like animals. It's time we moved on.
Well, I don't disagree, but we don't have much of a plan. We need to think about it.
We've spent too much time thinking already. Thinking is an excuse for not acting. I'll see if Abraham is with us.
The scientist.
He knows what to do next. He just doesn't have the guts to do it.
What are you saying, Maria?
Come with me, or stay behind, Luke.
Underground shelter, Borderton.
Goodness sakes, where did I put that? It was right there, was that? Nope. Oh, here, I just... Oh, they're back. Who's there?
It's me.
Maria? Who's with you, Maria?
Just us kids, Abe. Open up.
Come on.
Smells like... Is something burning?
Just more of my experiments.
Did your experiments find us any food? Or ammo? Because our life and death experience just now did.
Leave him alone.
It's fine. I'm fine.
It wasn't pretty today.
No. No, I'm sure it's not. None of you were around during the breaking, huh? It's like that, all over again. When Boston broke the first time, the family kept it from falling apart entirely, but now they're gone and all that's left is ash.
I thought you spent those years on the boat, the Citadel.
Well, the Citadel is an aircraft carrier, not just a boat, but yes, the oceans were filled with blood in those times. I also had plenty of time on mainland prior to the breaking. My lab was called the Depot. We had some special projects. You know me, always obsessed with my work.
Of course.
It was around 2030, or was it 2040? Something. Time gets foggy. Anyways, they launched what they called Operation Omega. Everyone who was deemed of special importance was evacuated from non-secure locations to boats like the Citadel or bases built into mountains. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that terrorists took out most of the government and all of the electric grid? I mean, whether they were terrorists from abroad or from here or even the government itself, no one could ever figure that out.
And
my last vision of land before we embarked was Boston on fire. The city's own police and fire department had broken down and apartment rises full of people were burning to the ground. National Guard helicopters swooped by, but they were only transporting out more people of special importance. Like me and my team.
Scientists.
Yes. What I was saying is this is bad, but it is not unprecedented. There are far fewer desperate people than there were then, but then again, we have no one coming to save the city now. We don't have Prophet, do we? Or the family. He never should have... They would have left me alone, I think, once I gave him the codes.
Listen, Abraham, it's time.
Time? Time for what?
To go to that place John was telling us about? The place where you and he...
No! No, 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 no!
Yes! Yes, Abraham! What the hell is your problem?
I'm not ready! We will never make it, please, if you just give me a little more time.
You know what the problem is with you, scientist? It's that you're too... goddamn... practical! You're safe. You were safe on that boat, and you want to be safe now. You wanted to be safe with the family, and look what that got us. The codes for a nuclear freaking weapon are in the hands of a crazed man who thinks he's the Antichrist, and all because you wanted to be safe. So tell me what safe is!
Maria!
God damn it, Mark! What?!
Tell him. Tell him why we have to go. Because it's not about him.
I did something terrible today.
It wasn't your fault.
It was, too! I did it, didn't I? I had the gun.
Maria, I don't know what happened, but in crazy times, crazy things happen.
We are becoming like them. It starts with the little things. First, we are hungry and we do things we wouldn't normally do to get food. But then things get dangerous and we defend ourselves, attack people. Then we attack innocent people. And today, she was just a girl. Just like me when I was maybe 10 or 11. All she wanted was food and—
I understand.
What?
You look at me like I'm some kind of freak. A monster. You look at all your elders like that. Every time you look at us, you judge. How could you let a world that was great and just and have order, how could you let that world collapse? You can't imagine what it was like to be us. And so instead, you look at us as monsters, but I'm not a monster. I'm a person. Look at me. Do you think I liked seeing the world I knew crumble down around me while I did nothing? While I followed orders? Did my work. You judge me now, but if you were me, would you have done things any differently?
That little girl, she didn't do anything wrong.
So many people didn't do anything wrong. And the people who did wrong, the people who wrecked it for all of us, most of them got away. They had bunkers and boats and helicopters. I was lucky enough to be invited along for the ride. No one ever said it was fair.
All right, all right. So what do we do now?
We head out. Now. Pack our things and go.
Maria, we need to think about this. It's only midday. It's hard to sneak anywhere.
I know that.
But this is crazy.
You know what's crazy, Luke? Staying here another minute. Because every minute we stay here, I can feel it seeping into me. The taint. The corruption. The little bit of poison that chews at my being human. What if I lost my nerve tomorrow morning? No, it's tonight or never. So we go.
Luke's right. Sort of. If we need to travel, we do so at night. Easier to hide.
But that's when the really bad guys come out. The ones that kill and kidnap.
So you advocate staying?
No. Okay, I guess I'm with you guys. These visions are starting to drive me crazy. I'm worried that if we stay here, they'll get worse and worse until, I don't know, something bad happens. I'm in.
When we travel as a group, we're stronger. They may think we're a rival gang, which maybe we are.
More a family than a gang.
Family. Yes. We stand together as a unit against the powers of the outside. Don't you remember?
Even if all the rest of this falls apart.
You know, we dwellers used to say that you people at the refuge were crazy. I think it's easy to say that when you don't understand someone. It's easier to pretend they're mad than to try to understand their point of view. I don't know what's happened to me, but I'm starting to understand your lunacy.
So?
Yeah, I'm in too.
That settles it.
Do I get a vote?
No.
Look, guys, he's one of us now, too. He knew John better than any of us. And he's been through... He's been through more than all of us combined.
He's done more running than any of us
combined. Shut it, Mark! So, what do you have to say, Abraham?
I also think darkness is wise. Tonight? Well, tonight is a little sooner than I had in mind, but Mark is right. I worked for John for a very long time. Do you think he would have left me with all of you here without a plan?
You have a plan? When exactly were you going to tell us this?
I wasn't ready. I'm not ready.
Well, time's ticking.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
That night.
You sure you got everything, scientist?
I think so. My power source is limited, but I think I did the math right. The beacon will burn for about 4 hours.
And then?
Well, we'll see.
Fantastic. Luke, you still have a map?
Yeah.
Remind me what we do once we get out of this little warren.
Okay, we're mostly headed south, which means we're going to be keeping that burnt out thing over there to our left.
Mm-hmm.
We eventually want to get up over there to the highway.
I don't like it. It's exposed.
Sorry, you need to trust me. The highway is the fastest way out of the city.
And the easiest part of the city to blockade. Gangs set up roadblocks.
We'll have to take the risk.
I don't like surprises.
I don't want to sound like John, but trust me, can you do that?
Quiet, guys.
What?
You hear something?
What's that?
I said...
Keep it down! Against the wall, everyone.
You hear what the Holly got last night?
Yeah, you mean the two girls?
Oh, we're gonna keep Freddy and the boys warm all winter.
All right.
You got an eye on them?
They didn't see us.
Good, so we'll head back.
No, forward.
Maria!
This is the fastest way. We can almost see the ramp from here, past that set of buildings.
Okay, I'm trusting you.
Okay. Quick! And over here! Crap!
What?
There's a fence in the middle of the alley.
Can we just climb it?
Barbed wire.
Then we double back, take a different street, like I said. Guys, keep it down!
Hey, you hear something?
That sounds like a chair.
What?
They're coming this way, and we're trapped! Damn it!
Help me out, Mark. You still have that handy tool?
The pliers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What's up?
This has been patched, see?
Yeah, the lower corner.
Hurry! Oh, crap!
It's okay, Maria. Okay, here, just snapped in under...
All right, let's go!
Hey, who's there?
Hey, back off!
Oh, fuck. Tony, you okay?
Not good!
Luke, come on!
Yeah, stay off our trail, there's more for you!
You're messing with the Phoenix crew now!
Hey, get Frenchie and their gang down here. Some street rats shot Tony.
Luke! Fence!
Yeah, right, fence.
Come on!
What happened back there?
He came charging at us. I shot.
Don't think about it, Luke.
No, of course not. It's just that much more of the taint getting into me. Like Maria said,
just run, Luke.
Yeah.
Run!
Yeah, I'm running.
Up here. Get to that car.
More organized than we thought.
What's that?
They had a radio. Come on, look. One, two, three lights. And I thought they were rogue raiders all this time. Shows me how much I've learned. All right, Abe. What's next?
I need to get my beacon turned on. It'll take me a few minutes. Then we'll have to wait. We need to get to a place we can defend.
But that would have been the bunker we left an hour ago.
What about the bridge?
It'll be cold up there.
I don't see any fires. I guess that means there's no people up there. Only one approach. Our backs to a precipitous drop into freezing cold water. Now, I guess that's a place that we can defend. Does that work for you, Abraham?
It'll suffice.
Onward then, and stay low.
On the remains of the Bunker Hill Memorial Bridge.
Wow.
That's quite an impressive view up here on the bridge. See all the campfires on the shores?
It is beautiful.
I didn't realize so many people would be awake. Although I guess all those screams and cries we hear, should have figured, but...
What now, Abraham?
I'll need just a minute. It's high enough up here. I'll hopefully get enough signal to be...
Oh! What the hell?
Nice.
Drop your guns! We've got you surrounded!
Give it up!
Who the hell are you?
Shut up! Put down your weapons!
How?
Put them down!
Okay. All right. Hey, look. Back there, we didn't mean to, you know...
Quiet now.
What do we have here? Three youngsters, pretty good shape. Check them out.
Hands off.
I want to see your face. Step forward.
If you try anything...
Jesus, look at you. No scars. What happened to your finger?
Stabbed in the eye of a rotten guy like you.
It's gonna be fun taming that attitude of yours.
Our friends will find you, and they will kill you.
Girl, no one is ever gonna see or hear from you again.
Hey, look. Look, I'm sorry.
What's that?
About your friend back there? If that's what this is about, I...
What the hell are you talking about?
The guy we shot. He radioed in and said
Kid,
that you were...
Ain't no one friends with anyone out here. Hey, you. What's that? A geezer. Sorry, you ain't worth scratch. Terry, come take this one out.
I want to get my hands on this prize first. You take care of him.
You'd be surprised what I can do.
Hey, I'm not into that.
Big Mama says you are.
Who's Big Mama?
Come closer, and I'll show you.
Huh? Oh. Get the gun! Get the gun! Get the gun!
Right!
Hey, I give up! I give up! I got food!
Remember Bridget? That crazy Irish gangster? She said one squeeze of Big Mama will turn someone's face into hamburger. Truth in advertising.
Abraham, get to work.
Maria, I'm sorry.
To work.
Yes, of course. Luke, help me set this up.
What are we doing with all this electrical equipment?
I was just going to rely on the built-in antenna, but since we've got this bridge, I think we can do better. Get this on up to one of those rungs if you can.
I don't like heights.
Look, it's like the water tower.
Huh?
The water tower where you grew up? You had one, right? It's just like scaling that. Just don't think of the 200-foot drop.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, that's just fine. All right. Hand me the antenna.
I have about 25 feet of wire. Hey, that's not too bad.
Yeah, sure. Whew. All right. Oh, boy.
Hey, is that the sat phone?
Hmm?
I thought we determined that didn't work. It was swamped during our trip down the waterfall.
I've been working on it.
And you didn't tell me about it? We could have called home. We could have called my father.
And what exactly is your father going to do for us?
He should know what happened. Their father, too. Oh, what happened to
Sam?
As
far as you know, the phone was dead. If I can happen to fix it, then you've lost nothing, have you? Besides, I don't think you would have had much luck.
What do you mean?
Most of the satellites this communicates with have long since fallen into the atmosphere or flown into deep space, or flotsam in the epic sea of eternity. However, there were satellites set up that were intended for times like these, and a few people know where to find them.
What the hell are you talking about?
Operation Omega.
What?
Never mind. Luke!
Yeah?
Are you ready for me to go?
What?
Sounds like yes.
This, my children, was written
in the Gospel of Matthew.
Lost. Where the hell are you? Sun's coming.
I am Shadow, the forgotten echo of the Chosen One, the guardian of an empty castle awaiting its master. My existence, such that it is, I appear where I want, and I take what I need. I travel roads no one will walk, in a vehicle no one imagines can still exist. I am rich in the one thing this world lacks, energy. But my abundance gives me no pleasure. I pull on the guy wires of fate, but I am just one more bit part. The spotlight is on me for a brief scene, but this is not my show. I merely walk as a ghost in this fallen world. Invisibility is a sort of immortality. You can live by being more brutal than all the others, by being smarter, or by being unnoticed. You can exist without living. You can wait and wait, and one day Godot comes.
Shadow, can you hear me? If you're alive, you've been getting my messages. I have just activated a GPS beacon. It'll be alive for 4 hours. Find us. Repeat. Shadow. Abraham here. We have activated a GPS beacon.
Damascus, AM squad. Move ahead. Take point.
It is time.
There. I think it worked.
Luke! Luke! He's falling! Maria!
Yeah! Yeah!
Luke!
What happened?
You fell.
Maria caught you.
Did you have another one of your visions?
Who's Sarah?
Sarah?
What? Why are you bringing her up?
Who?
That was my mom's name. My biological mom, but that's not who spoke to me.
She... Someone... Something spoke to you?
Yes.
Abraham, what's going on?
I sent a message!
What is happening to Luke?
I don't know.
Why are you acting like you know?
I don't. I'm not.
Great. Just great.
Mark!
What?
Down there!
What the hell is that?
They're waving a flag around. It's got a bird on it?
Phoenix.
Huh?
The guy I shot, remember? They said something about Phoenix crew.
Well, there are a lot of people in this crew.
We can defend ourselves. They have to get all the way across this bridge to...
What the?
They have explosives!
Not so hard to find on the black market.
We have to leave.
No!
Are you out of your mind, Abraham? They're about to take down this bridge.
You think you can fight your way through that crowd?
We'll give ourselves up. We turn ourselves over to their justice.
We won't get off the bridge.
Maria!
We're dead, Mark. We're fine. It's better than becoming like them. Better than looking at people like they're meat.
It's just like the roof.
What?
The roof. With Saul, no escape, except...
Except... John.
John? Well, where the hell is John? He left us!
I don't believe it!
What?
Look behind you!
It's a helicopter! It's a helicopter like the one that Saul had, but it's got four blades! Four propellers! Oh my god!
Come on!
I thought no one would ever call.
John wanted to do things the honest way.
He always did. And the others?
Saul and Paul are loose in Corinth, each with their own nuclear warhead, if I'm not mistaken.
So they're planning on using them, the Nova weapons?
It would seem likely.
And so you want the most powerful one of all?
You didn't think I called because I missed you, did you?
At least you've always been clear where you stand, Abraham.
Hey! Thanks! I'm Mark.
You can call me Shadow. And I wouldn't thank me yet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.